Welcome to the doghouse. Apparently, Bulaga is going to replace Mark Marquez in the final two races in MotoGP.
What?
Final four races, but I hear that he's already complaining. He's already complaining that he thinks that they gave Bagnaia a better bike.
Well, I doubt they're going to give Bagnaia a better bike. They don't like that guy at all. They got to get him as a better bike and a better wife.
He claims he's got the C bike. That's what he's claiming.
Yeah, he might. Maybe. Yeah,
he's got the C bike.
It could be the first wreck, you know, like a scrapyard bike, right? Maybe the scrapyard bike.
Yeah.
It's probably
Junkyard Wars entry.
Still faster than the one they're giving Bagnaia.
I will have to say that that's the only thing that I have to look forward to watching in the final two races, because there's nothing at all, right? Second, first and second are all locked up. So the only thing to look at is they're doing this for a reason.
Bagnaia, and they already third place away.
And I know, I don't ever remember this happening before, but they've already named Bulaga as one of their test riders.
Yeah.
Even though he's still under contract in World Superbike through next season. That's kind of weird. Isn't that kind of weird?
Well, maybe.
Are they forecasting something?
I haven't heard of that before.
No, yeah, I've never heard of it.
Well, I'm hearing of it now. Wow. But I don't know. You know, like, I'm kind of curious as to why they did that. Do they think, is he not going to run World Superbike?
He's running.
He's going to World Superbike next season, definitely. Yeah, he's in a contract through 26.
Unless something happens, there is no other spots for him in MotoGP.
I don't even know how you. I don't know how you do both of those.
Why would you race when you can get more money as a test rider and not have any of the pressure?
Well, you'd have that whole
contract issue to deal with.
No, there is no pressure to perform unless you wanted, you know, to get that championship under your belt. And who knows? We don't know what discussions have gone on. We don't know what discussions have gone on.
No, he still is under contract to race in World Superbikes.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's
and
not
he
like,
has it. You know, he's would be the favorite going into the next season.
Nobody goes and test ride anywhere thinking they're going to get that job.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Right.
I would have to agree with that. But you know,
guys keep acting like contracts can't be broken.
I didn't say the contract can't be broken. What I said was that Dorna had said they will not allow any team swapping while somebody is under contract. So if you find a way to break the contract,
does that apply to MotoGP or does that apply to World Superbike also?
Well, I don't know, because Dorna, technically Dorna is the
they're both
of them.
I understand that, but when I read it, it was a MotoGP.
I don't know
statement, and I haven't seen the similar one on a World Superbike website.
I don't think anybody knows the answer. Well, Dorna knows the answer, and I think Bulaga knows.
I bet that Dorna doesn't even know the answer. They're probably where's in the rule book that says we got to do this?
I would imagine that Dorna knows whether or not that contract or not, they can put a halt to it. That's what I meant.
I doubt it. Whatever.
The whole thing sounds suspicious to me.
Maybe he's going to retire from racing and just be what you call it, right? It doesn't say you can't retire.
Who knows?
Well, no, you can't retire. No, you have to stay here forever. We decide because it's
probably they can't stop you from retiring, but they probably could stop you from signing with another team.
I don't think a test rider
counts as part of the team.
Yeah, that's not a team member.
I don't know if that's true or not.
No, you're working for the corporation. Honda, not for Honda HRC.
The exact wording was signed him as a test rider.
And that came from GG Delaney. HRC. You're working for Honda, but not necessarily Honda HRC. Well, it doesn't matter. It's just using that as an example.
It doesn't matter because you know what? It's what we're best at in this show. Complete non-information speculation. Okay, it's what we do.
Yeah. Well, here I was going to give you breaking news.
We'll break some news.
I got a couple things in World Super
Sport. You're usually good at breaking wind.
I don't even pay attention to since BJ Jacobson left. But there were three things that were shocking here. Number one, Dominic Agutter is going back to World Superbike. World
Super Sport. Yeah, I'd heard that.
So I'm shocked that A, he's going to have a ride. And B, like, I don't understand the bumping down. Like, just retire.
No, it's thank you, Moto America. Thank you, Moto America. Now I think you'll see it much more often.
Yeah, you're going. Well, we've been seeing it for a long time. These guys are going to ride downward until they cannot ride at all.
But here's the breaking news.
As long as they pay you. As long as they pay you.
Here's the breaking news. Evan Brothers Racing is going to change from a Yamaha to some Chinese manufacturer called ZX Moto for their World Supersport bike. But the bigger news than that is that their riders are going to be Federico Caracasula and Valentine DeBeese, neither of who I knew were still racing.
Yeah, last I heard of Valentine DeBeese was in Moto America. DeBeese
was like 10 years ago in Moto America. Like,
I didn't hear of him. You know, the other guy I never heard at all, but Valentine, I didn't realize Caracasula, he was still even.
Yeah, Caracasula I had heard of before. Yeah.
He was, what was he? A Super Sport against BJ Jacobson, or was he like a Moto 3 rider?
I think he was. I think he was Super Sport. I think he was Super Sport. Yeah.
Was he Super Sport?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, who knew those two were? That's bigger news than ZX Moto coming to World Super Sport. But to my knowledge, that's
that just means there's Josh Hayes. There's still a spot for Josh Hayes out there somewhere.
Yeah, it's called the retirement home.
Well, you know, you get a senior league running. Yeah, he could probably.
Yeah, that's what we need. They already have something. It's called Legends. It's called Legends. They run like three times a year.
It's called 450s and motocross and supercross. Right? There's enough old guys there.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Why are you making me say hateful things?
Because that's what you do best.
I don't think anybody makes you do that, Phil. I think it's pretty much inherent to your personality.
You could be actually right on that.
Yeah.
Well, you said you had three breaking news.
No, that was that Caracasula and DeBeese were raising both individuals. Well, no, I guess the fact that there's going to be a Chinese bike
that nobody's ever heard of, a manufacturer that no one's ever heard of.
Well, I've heard of them. They got a okay reputation. But I was not imagining they'll be competitive.
Warren,
have a lot of money to throw around.
So Warren, when did you start following Chinese motorcycles?
You would be surprised how much it pops up in my feed. They have a super cruiser out there that's bigger than the Harley, bigger than the Honda Goldwing, and
is it anything like the aircraft carriers?
Yeah, maybe that's what
probably. It's not in America yet, but they are selling it in other places in the world.
It'll never be in America, I can promise you that.
Well, you know, CF Moto, I mean, they're a Chinese product.
I've heard of CF Moto.
Yeah, they don't realize it's a Chinese product, but it is.
I'm sure Massimo probably is, right?
That sounds Italian.
Well, Benelli is now a Chinese company. So Benelli running around.
Eventually, if you buy enough companies, you will find your way into those markets, right?
Yeah, that's what Bajas has done.
Yeah, right. No, Harley is an Indian manufacturer.
Thai. They're mostly Thai. Thailand.
Same thing.
All right. Well, there is another piece of racing news that's just dropped like in the last couple of days. Moto E World Championship has been put on hiatus.
That's not news. We talked about it. Already.
Wait, hold on. Wow. They raced last year?
Yeah, they did. I must have been a day I missed.
That's the news last year.
It was one of the days you missed. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Never mind.
They now said about. Yes, it dropped three weeks ago. Warren, good on being current.
All right. Here's something that I just saw, and I don't know when it dropped, but I just saw recently. And I think it came out in the last couple. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's a month. But the BMW said, "Nah, they're not going into MotoGP." Is that old news? Remember, I've worked 2 months of nights.
that's been around. They're not.
That's why Rascati Ugly went to Yamaha. Because there was no hope the BMW was ever going to go to MotoGP.
I just said there was no hope.
Yes.
Yamaha was like, that guy's dumb enough to come here. We'll take him. I don't care how old he is.
And our next show, if you tune in, will be You Heard It Here. Last made in 2018.
It's not you. You didn't hear it first. You heard it here last.
But I don't know if you heard this, but there's people forming this group called Moto America.
Breaking news.
Well, I'll break some news. Last month, Indian was spun off from Polaris. Did you guys talk about that?
No, we did not.
Yeah, they've been a majority stake in a venture capitalist firm. So I don't expect them to be around.
So what you're saying is Polaris sold off Indian.
A majority of it, yes. They kept a little bit.
Which doesn't surprise me at all, because Polaris has had a miserable couple years. Not been good, and they probably can no longer afford Indian.
Yeah, their four-wheel section is doing real well. The two-wheel section was pulling them down.
Mm-hmm.
So he spun it out, and this venture capital firm is going to be running it. And their reputation, I actually looked it up, their reputation is about building it up and then slicing it apart and selling the assets. So I'm not too keen on how much longer Indian is going to be around this time.
Yeah,
although
they
are
what?
Making some good bikes.
You want to know something, Warren? That same statement has been made at least three times since the show came on originally.
Maybe four.
Indian is like on its fifth version.
That fifth or sixth incantation.
Here's the study that we need to do. Who's had more rebirths? Indian?
Or Buell?
Or Buell.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned Buell. I actually saw one of the new ones, the EBR1, in the wild a couple days ago. It was
Eric Buell is still naming his models after himself. It's not enough to be Buell Motor Company. You got to make it the EBR.
EBR.
Eric Buell Racing.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was Eric Buell Rides Again.
Yeah, Rides Again.
But I actually saw one, and I walked up to it. I said, well, what the heck? EBR, EBR, Eric Buell. So,
you know, what
sure
is Buell?
It wasn't a Modus that somebody made an EBR sticker for?
It could have been, but it was yellow.
The only Modus is in the Smithsonian Institution. I know that, okay? That I know for a fact. So, Warren, do you know what Eric Buell's motorcycles were famous for?
Oil in the frame.
That's exactly right. Very good. Very good. So you don't only follow Chinese motorcycles. You always also follow motorcycles that don't actually belong anywhere. Like
I thought they were known for making our Buell a ton of money every time he sells the company and then buys it back for pennies on the dock.
That's Harley's history, right? Like MV Agusta. We'll buy MV Agusta for $38 million and then we'll sell it for $2 million, right? Which is basically a giveaway. And they did the same thing with Buell.
Yeah, like twice, three times. Once, twice.
Only once?
Like forever.
Yes, but they stole all Eric's secrets, but they couldn't find a place to put the oil in the Harley frame. And that was it. They said, no, it's on the pavement. Well, it's on the pavement.
In the Harley, the frame goes on the oil goes on the outside of the frame.
That's exactly right.
I haven't had a drop out any of mine.
That's because they're empty.
That's right. It's empty.
Well, speaking of Harley, you know, they had that German guy as their CEO, and he basically, drove the company into serious issues. Well, they replaced him with the new guy.
You know something? I could say that for the last four Harley CEOs.
Well,
there has not been a successful Harley CEO since the Davidson family.
That's about to change.
Yeah. Oh, the Davidsons are coming back?
No. They hired a turnaround specialist whose last job was running Top Golf. And before that, he was a CFO at Pizza Hut.
Oh, and so it's
hold on. Let me handle this one, Ken. Number one, when was the last time you saw an open Pizza Hut?
Well, we got one around here.
Do you?
Yeah, we actually do.
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I saw an open Pizza Hut. And Top Golf, I think, has one location left. Great job, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Harley's they hired him, and not only did he have those two strikes, his third strike for me was, he didn't even have a motorcycle license. He's got one since he's been hired, but he didn't have one before.
You go well, that's good.
He'll have he'll have fresh taps. That's a great idea. He'll have fresh thoughts. You know, it's like if I go into the hospital, I want to know the hospital administrator is somebody that used to work at McDonald's. That's all I care about. Yeah. You know, right?
Clean that burgers.
Get that doctor who's brand new on the floor and looks at your health condition and say, one of us is having surgery tomorrow.
Let's ease up on the new doctor stuff. Right, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, so we got a new guy over there, and I am not impressed. Fingers crossed I'm wrong, but it doesn't look good. I wish
you'd say Pizza Hut. They're deep dish pizzas that you'd get when you went in.
Yeah. Oh, their taco pizzas were great too.
Yeah, especially the what do they have? The personal pan pizza. Which,
oh my God, who didn't love the deep dish personal pan pizza?
Yeah. Used to come out in that sizzling 700 degree little mini skillet.
I still have a scar on my hand from burning it on one of them.
Excellent.
That's you're the reason we don't get those anymore.
Yeah, that kind of food is priceless.
Yeah,
because it stays with you for the rest of your life. You know. That's great.
Or, you know, until your arteries clog up anyway.
Do people even play golf anymore?
They do.
The Saudi Arabians do.
Okay.
It's called live golf or live golf or something like that.
Live. You had it right the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, this has been the history of Harley. I don't know if you remember, but when Willie Davidson left the company, the guy they hired was a guy that had run a parts company. You know, he had run a parts company. It was arguably motorcycle parts, but he'd never sold a motorcycle in his life. He had never done anything that had to do with.
He still hasn't.
Yeah. He had never manufactured a parts. He was just a reseller for parts. He was a big motorcycle parts warehouse type company, you know, like there's a bunch of them there, like drag specialties. They don't actually make anything, just sell it.
Because I feel like you can just walk in and BS your way through an interview and get a good job for a couple of years, and then they fire you. Don't know what you're doing. You're like,
and you get a golden parachute Top if Golf, you set it up right. Like,
I remember Top Golf from the 80s. Let's hire him to save pizza.
I want to know who was on the executive hiring committee at Harley Davidson that said,
"Okay, now you're really gonna get me on a soapbox."
Sounds like Warren.
Let's see. Your last job was Pizza Hut, which has pretty much disappeared, and Top Golf. There's like pretty much they don't exist.
What if Pizza Hut, Harley, and Top Golf all have in common? Fat old white guys with money to spend.
Yep. Yeah.
So they're like, hey, you're going to get money out of fat old white guys. Let's go.
It was the same guys who put the German guy in place.
Yeah, they should make the decisions.
The board of directors.
Yeah.
And they haven't changed. They're the same ones that pushed the DEI and everything. So I have no great
hopes.
At
least one, if not more of them, are actually Davidson family members that are on the board. I think Willie G is still on the board.
Greta Thunberg should be the.
I don't know if he's been very active since his wife died a few years ago. Maybe he might not be emeritus. Maybe a board member emeritus, but I don't think he's working it day to day.
Yeah, that's what I need, a job where they pay me just for being me, you know?
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody likes you for who you are. Okay.
That's why I'm not an emeritus.
I won't pay me for being me. Ken, once they meet you, nobody wants that. Nobody.
People will pay me for being me, just not around them.
Well, you know what? We should go back and start a business that I wanted to hire start a long time ago, and we didn't, and I lost the contact for what I was doing. Remember I was telling you when I was young, I used to fly down to Florida to fire people for that one company. And then like they just said that I was a silent partner. I'd come in and I'd fire people because the boss didn't like firing people.
That's such an easy job though.
I know. It was awesome. I got a free.
How did you screw that up, Phil?
Well, I stopped dating the guy's daughter.
Well, that explains a lot. That should have got you a raise.
But yeah, he said he was going to. He stopped dating her. Well, you know, the restraining order is what really did it.
Yeah, right. No. I think had it not been for that dude's wife, he'd have kept me around as not his daughter.
It was a mutual breakup, except for the restraining order.
Yeah. I had value.
So anyway, all right. Well, so any other news that we need to discuss?
Not really.
Okay. So one more piece.
One more piece.
Go ahead.
Hagen Deegan is going to be riding a 450 this coming weekend, or is it the following weekend when he does World Supercross in Argentina? So they're throwing him up on the 450s, and we'll get our first look at him on the 450s. So could be interesting.
He's never been in against a bunch of nobodies, and it won't be televised because they don't have TV in Argentina.
There goes our last Argentine listener.
They'd be Argentinian.
We lost that. We lost them
a long 2019, time ago, I think. When they had to steal Cablevision from Peru or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was interesting. And they're throwing him up now so he can get to see how he looks on there, if he can compete against the Lawrences.
I want to go back to an earlier topic you have, Warren. Did they say why they're not going to race Moto E?
Lack of fan response. Okay. No involvement from the fans. No one really showing up.
No one cares.
I'm putting words in their mouth. No one really showing up to watch it. No one paying attention to it on Live Plus. No one, you know, no one cared.
So let me translate that. They cannot get any sponsors to sponsor it.
Yep.
That's the answer.
Yep.
The answer is because if no one shows up, they could care less as long as the checks keep flying in. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. And the problem is right now is they've just run out of people that are willing to put the money into that. And a lot of that has to do with Trump. You know, it's like, we're not going to fund these adventures. They're doing it just so they could look like they were responsible greenies. And it hasn't brought sponsors in, and it certainly hasn't brought fans in. So I think the first thing we ever did on electric motorcycle racing was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, like 2010. I went down to the first one down at VIR.
Yeah, and at that time, they sounded horrible because all you heard was chain clatter. Bikes.
Yeah,
it just sounded like chain clatter, remember? It was a horrible thing to listen to, right?
And the field was so spread out. There was only like one guy that could do like the full amount of laps.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. The batteries have got – and I don't know why I'm admitting this. I actually watched one Moto E race this season.
I've watched a couple of them over time, but I couldn't get really excited because there's just something about motorcycles going around a track, making this like whirring sound. Yeah. And it wasn't fun. And the speeds aren't there. And I don't understand why, because there's obviously way more torque.
Well, yeah, I never got
that. They take off faster, but they just don't get to the high end.
Which I don't understand.
They're running, if I remember correctly, because I watched it early in the season, they were running about the same speed as the Harley Baggers are. So you can't say that their, you know, performance is way over the top. They take off really fast.
Well, I'm not even going to comment on that.
Is it Moto E for Moto America or Moto E for Moto GP?
Moto GP.
Moto GP.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to say. Is it wasn't exciting racing.
Right.
No cared. No sponsors. Yeah. There's nobody in it that you'd be like, oh my, maybe that's where Valentine DeBeese and Caracasola were.
I mean, there were people that were running Moto E that would be names that you would recognize. They're just people who couldn't get a seat on anything with an internal combustion engine in the chassis. And then,
I wonder
why they're
not faster.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why they're not faster, because the fastest cars in the world are electric cars.
Battery,
but
weight?
Only for short distance. They don't run them.
Well, if they're slowing them down to just extend the battery life on them, then it's sort of a self-defeating proposition, because they call it racing. It's not an endurance thing, right? If you have an endurance thing, then it makes sense.
Endurance racing.
Right, exactly. Then maybe you could say it makes sense. You know, why don't they just do hot? That's one of the nice things about electric motorcycles. You can hot swap batteries. So they built them for hot swapping. You pull into the pits.
Don't do that.
They slap a charged battery in it, and off you go, and let them go full out. You know, because they'll be fast as hell then.
I think. Okay, now I'm really going back. I think Zero is the only one that has a hot swap battery right now.
Yeah, but they can have whatever they want. It is MotoGP, right? So they're prototypes. So you can do whatever you want. You can design a chassis that supports hot swapping.
Do you think maybe it's hard for them to dig out of corners with the weight being distributed running?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Warren, you rode a live wire, right? You didn't.
I've actually rode three or four different electric bikes. So live wire, zero dirt bike, a zero street bike, and I rode something else. I don't remember.
Did you notice the battery weight at all when riding?
On the dirt bike, I sure did.
Okay, because that's a very light bike. Yeah.
Yeah. But on the street bikes, no, not really. I mean, they're about the same. They felt to me about the same as the internal combustion engine weight.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you put it about where the motor is, because the motors are at the wheels instead of, you know, in the chassis like that. If you did that, it shouldn't. The weight balance should be pretty close.
I'm just trying to figure out why they're slower.
Well, I think the reason they're slower is to make them last. So although they're not just like doing five laps and having to swap a battery, right? You know, if they can't run full out for at least 15 laps, there won't be any interest in that crowd, right? Like if everything's 8 laps long, nobody cares.
Yeah, but I think if they could do 7 laps with a pit stop and do 7 more, it would have been interesting.
Well, they could. More so than, that's more what I'm so saying. Than, they could. Yeah. They could, but they would have to.
But they're,
you know,
but they're not doing. They never.
Well, and that, no one's going to invest the money. That's the thing. You know, it's no one's going to invest the money if you can't sell sponsorships. There's no way that anybody's got the money to invest.
Especially now that they've decided to put it on hiatus. When they
came out with that, I wondered what does that actually mean? Hiatus sounds like we're going to put it on temporary. Pause until somebody shows up with money. That's what it sounds like, right?
Or until Trump's out of office and there's a Democrat in that's not pushing the electric cars again.
Yeah, that's true. That's,
right?
That
4
is
years,
true.
Moto E's going to come back maybe, right?
Maybe.
You know, like, oh, well, now I have to be environmental again. Plus, I think they're kind of beyond going on the environment. They have other things to hate now, people do.
Oh, yeah. So, they got Trump.
I mean, even Greta Thunberg thinks like the environment must be fine because she gave up yelling at us.
Yeah, now she's all about Hamas, right? Supporting Hamas.
Now, yeah.
So
I'm just saying, in general, you know, I think green energy and saving the planet's a fade that comes by every 10, 15 years.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it's died back. But I don't know how much of that is that just Trump's worn them down. He's pulled out of it.
They read the same physics thing I read the other day that says Earth only has 314 years, and then the population's going to kill itself.
Facts have never deterred the greenies. Not one
I'm just
bit.
Saying that the Earth only has 314 more years anyway, so we might.
It's already supposed to be gone. We were told
it was over.
Dead.
It was over in 2012. I saw the movie.
Yeah, we're dead already.
I did like that movie.
We're in the Matrix now. Accept it. Blue pill.
Yeah. I know you take the blue pill, Scott.
Only when I want to escape reality.
I'll prove we're in the Matrix.
Only when I want to escape reality. There you go.
I'm not sure what that was.
I don't know.
That was my Matrix move. I spun around in my chair. For those of you that will never see that moment.
Thank God. You owe me. For those of you that aren't seeing that, you owe me. I don't know. I don't have anything else. What a sad week in racing.
Well, I did want to talk a little bit more on the Bulaga thing. Okay? Because we're going to see him race this weekend. Let's
wrap it back around to the beginning.
So I'm going to speculate something, right? Because I think we would all agree anything in the top 10 finish would be a big win for him, right? Would you not agree with that? Does everybody agree?
Yes. The top 10 would be an excellent.
Here's the
excellent.
Music, so you got a minute.
Okay. So, wow, that went quick. So what I would say was it's going to all come down is whether or not he can qualify that monster bike, which he's never been on anything like that until this past week when he got to ride it in the test. If he can qualify that thing on the first three rows, it'll be really fun to watch, I think. But I don't think he will. What do you guys think?
Other super bike riders have come over and made the adjustment.
Only one that I can think of that was instantly successful like that, and that was Ben Spies. Even Nicky Hayden wasn't instantly successful on the MotoGP bike. And that's it. I can't think of anybody else. I've seen people come up from Moto2, but it's again, they're still prototypes, right?
Here's what I'm gonna say is, I mean, what other options did they have? They don't want the bike to sit at home. That costs some sponsorship money. Put Bulaga on it. It's a story that'll get a lot of references on TV. And Michael Waltrip always said, "Good, bad, or indifferent, you need to be on TV and have your brand talked about."
I think it's a smart. I think it's a smart move. That combined with him signing him as a test rider, to me, tells me there's more at work here, and this is going to be a developing story.
So you're saying the Italians are plotting?
Something's going on. I'm sure something's going on.
I like that storyline better than
what's
going on.
Yep.
Anyways, we'll be back next week. Do we have a race this weekend? I think we
do. Yes, we do.
Yeah. I don't remember where it is.
MotoGP. Bullock is going to race this weekend, I told you.
Bullock is racing this weekend.
Not MotoGP. He's going to just race on his own.
All right. We'll be back next week, I guess. I don't know.
None of your dash.
Racing about something.